conversation this morning is all about direction, right? So, where exactly have you ever been to and you found it difficult to get? Did you stop to ask for directions? How is this a political issue? Well, let me tell you an interesting story that happened to me a few months ago. If I'm not mistaken, about 2 months ago. So I went to Choba Junction and I was trying to have my glasses fixed. And then someone saw me at the stand. Those people that sell glasses, who was trying to work out the kinks in the frames I brought. Someone saw me, walked up to me, and he was looking at me. And I didn't know who he was. But, you know, I was more concerned about, you know, what brought me to the market on that very day. And so as the person kept on looking and wondering and pondering, he now spoke Igbo to the guy who was, as it were, fixing my glasses. And the guy said, he replied in the negative. I could not tell that he could reply he was replying in the negative. And then this person now, you know, got up the gall and asked, "Sorry, please. Are you Jude?" And I said, "Do I know you?" And he said, "No, but you look like somebody I know that do you work in a radio station?" I was hesitant. I'm always hesitant. If you ever met me in public, you probably know I'm a very shy person. And eventually I said yes. And he said, "Hey." See, I said it. And that's when the man who was fixing my glasses and this fellow that opened up. This guy came and asked him if I looked like the picture. But because he didn't know what the intention was of that man, he told the person, "No, he doesn't look like that. He's not sure." And that's how people do. And you know, you don't want to get anybody into trouble. I got the reason. Now, as I left Choba, just leaving that particular place at the junction, okay, someone stopped me and asked for directions. And I told the person, "Oh, where you're going to is on the other side of the road. That's where Alu is. Get down there. You see Okada or bikes. Take it there and move. You find the place there." No sooner had I finished speaking than one of those Agberos, or whatever they call them now. Maybe those ones are not the Agberos. But, you know, those people who are up to low taxes, "Yeah, bros, you know, for tell them." And I'm like, "Why?" The person wanted to go somewhere. He was obviously in the wrong point. He should be there. Say, "What if he won't go thief person?" Okay. I stopped, looked at him, and I thought, I should write this down and let's see if we are all like that. Are we that cynical? So this morning, this Friday morning, this very auspicious Friday morning, I ask you, Port Harcourt residents, what challenges have you experienced requesting for directions? And if you must request for directions, are there tips that you think you should share with the good people of Port Harcourt, the good people of River State, so that they don't inadvertently lead someone into a bad scenario? Because in Lagos, when I spent time in Lagos, I saw this firsthand when people would intentionally misdirect you for a reason bordering on security. "Madam, I don't go Yanopaja." You don't pass the bus stop. Meanwhile, you are smack at the bus stop. They make you spend money to go further down. And then when you get down, if you're lucky, someone might redirect you to go back to where you need to be. Or if you are unlucky, they redirect you to some other part of town. What exactly fosters that kind of behavior? And I'm curious, do we have that behavior here in Port Harcourt? Port Harcourt people, let's have a conversation this morning. Do you consciously, intentionally misdirect someone, or you tell them exactly where they need to go? Are we helpful or not when we are looking for directions? And then 0817-93-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Peter Akwa.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
My name is Baridi Giadom. I'm calling from Peter Akwa.
Thank you for joining us, please.
Jude, You see that place they go, eh? When you reach left, you go turn like this. That if you want to go that, you get one church where they call Holy Ghost Tabernacle. The place where they go, eh? You just get beside of the church. Senior man, I go find out something. Find out something, a senior man.
Oh.
That's the problem we have in this part of the world, especially in Port Harcourt.
People,
when you tell someone has to show you direction, the person will maybe tell, find out something now, find out something, you know, man. Nothing is for free again, though. Even direction, they will see taxi.
Wow. Okay. That's a new one. I didn't expect to hear that. Nelson is speaking to us from Lagos. Nelson, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Nelson.
I like this. I will quickly say that I've somehow been a victim of this. In fact, nowadays, if you ask someone for direction, they don't give you direction because they are afraid they don't know what else. In fact, sometimes they will leave you in a situation to be confused. But I fell a victim sometime in Lagos. I was going to Yanakpaja, just like you mentioned. And I got to there along somewhere. I was hearing Yanakpaja Miro, Yanakpaja Miro. I never knew it was Miro they were calling. And I just asked somebody, please, how do I go to this particular place? He just directed me that I should go across. Lo and behold, before... Honestly, I found myself at my to before I could now redirect myself. So sometimes it's asking questions. I know it's not wrong because of the situation around candidates. People get afraid asking, and sometimes you ask, they wouldn't want to reply. So I think it's all about the situation on ground, the security situation on ground today.
Okay. Thank you. Nelson, thank you very much. Lanjiman 3, hello, Posako. Good morning. Zion on the line from GRA. Good morning, Zion.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks again for this topic. It's timely discuss. In Port Harcourt, I will rate it 15%.
Wow, 15. Looking for direction.
15, yes. If you even get sometimes so messy that even when you're trying to get the person attention, excuse me, the person is walking away. Please excuse me. In short, they will increase the tempo of their movement. And you will become so dumbfounded. But let me bring an insight to this discussion. Do you go to for direction matters a lot? Most time we are even the cause. We go to the wrong people to ask for direction, and they give us the wrong direction.
How do you know the wrong people? If you go to an area, you know.
Yes.
How do you know?
Go on.
How do you know the wrong person? Because the person who met me on the road couldn't have determined that I'm the right person to ask. Why would the person?
You gave him the direction, right?
Yes.
The person studied your disposition. There's what to call aura. He saw it in you that this guy is learned enough. Let us be honest. That guy that approached you for direction have left some certain pitfalls before you. People have shown him before you. So you went back and studied. We should learn to know the kind of people we ask for direction from. When you're in an environment, you are going somewhere, you are not...
Interesting. Okay. Auras. So we now have to study auras. He may not be far off, because you know perception is everything. You know, when you get to see somebody dressed in type of way, if you see a person wearing a white lab coat, there is a chance that the person is into, you know, the medical field, or maybe he's a lab technician or laboratory scientist or something. So you may want to think that way, you know. So maybe he does have a point. Studying perceptions. Interesting. All right. Back to the phone lines now. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. That is the female caller line. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. Okay, all right. 2 days ago, I woke up, it was more like yesterday, yeah, but 2 days ago, it got worse. My vocal cords are strained. It's crazy. It's beginning to deepen. I have this every now and then. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, 93. Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, this is MC calling you.
Thank you for calling.
Juice.
Yes, please.
This is the one you're talking about. I have a friend, I know the video. Well, a man came to her asking for directions, to his registry and all that. Before she knew it, she was, I don't know what happened to her. And the guy left, and then I was there, she was bringing her mother's money, not doing things. Before the month back, she had already passed things around to want to leave this guy. Oh, he asked for directions too. I think they did. I don't know. I'm not the only one.
All right. Oh, thank you very much. So, if you're going to see someone, ask the person whom you are going to see out there. Let the person give you directions. But even with that, come on, things happen. I'm sure some of us have had these scenarios where, you know, you're getting to a destination and then the network, goes off. Your battery could die. Maybe the person's battery itself, you know, has been low for a while and the person cannot be contacted. But the person sent you a text. Go follow this, go here, and maybe somewhere in the midst of trying to, as it were, find out exactly where to go to, you get the direction. You get lost. You get lost. It does happen. Let's see now. Bunch number three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jude.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, it's Kelvin calling you.
Welcome, Kelvin.
All right. Anyway, on my own case, it happened to me, but when I'm going to a place I don't know, I normally choose category of three people I ask about where I'm going, you understand? And I could choose a grown man who is there. And also find the young person I can also.
Okay.
Then within these three people, particularly if I have asked, I must have if they are genuine people, I will know that they are. Yeah, sure. So that's how I choose now.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's the strategy. Ask three people for directions. So we'll go for a break. Let's direct, as always, the traffic to where it needs to be. And when we come back, all still on the same conversation, the issue of men or women who gets to seek for direction more. I'll tell you a story of a married man and his lovely wife and how they nearly got themselves into another state. In Nigeria. 93 Nigeria Info. We'll be back. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Hello, Port Harcourt. Our conversation started this morning. It's lovely Friday morning. It's all about directions. What are your experiences asking for directions in this particular part of the world, in this lovely city, the treasure base of the nation. Remember, just before the break, I made mention that we will be getting to the other aspect of this conversation about men and women. And I said I was going to share a story of how a man and his wife nearly went to another state. Yes, another state, whilst trying to get to a ceremony, and all because the husband was not particularly comfortable with asking for directions. They decided to use the general description that was given to them by their host, who said, "Hey, come for the ceremony, we'll meet you there." Now, a lot of people don't know that from right past the airport, when you get to Igboeche, from that axis, you can get to Ore. Some people don't even know you can even get to Enugu from that place. Well, this man and his wife found themselves on the way to Enugu instead of right here in River State, where the ceremony was meant to be. All because they missed a right-hand turn. Right, there was meant to be a right-hand turn, but they didn't ask, because the man said, my friend says around this area, let's just go. Because if we ask anybody, it's bullshit, they'll carry us. Well, his manliness nearly carried them to Enugu State on that very Saturday morning. But apart from men and women who are not comfortable asking, I don't know who actually is more comfortable asking for direction, this issue here in Port Harcourt, is it indicative of how welcoming or hospitable we as Port Harcourt residents are? A lot of people all across Nigeria, yes, we're calling out Lagos this morning, saying Lagos is not particularly friendly or hospitable when it comes to strangers. Over there in Lagos, there's always been this worry about, is he going to carry juju or tumokpo? Is it just a security challenge? And here in Port Harcourt, is it really just about security challenges? That's why people don't easily give directions? If we say we are a hospitable people, and by and large, people across Nigeria tend to think Port Harcourt is filled with hospitable people. If we are, then, so what exactly is causing the challenges in asking for directions? My first caller said, if you ask these days, they say find out something, because nobody wants to give any information free these days. Interesting. And then, just like I have experienced, and maybe you have experienced, people walk around parts of Port Harcourt these days in all sorts of guises. You talk to somebody, I've heard your wallet gets missing. Someone taps you, somebody else is pilfering your pockets. Or you get stopped and then somebody says, please, I've not eaten for 5 days. Help me that. So is that one of the reasons why people don't want to answer questions or speak to people on the road? Don't forget, no man is an island. You wouldn't be where you are today if not for directions. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. And then 0179230009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. That's our WhatsApp and Telegram number. And I have messages. I want to get to read some of these messages. And get on Facebook. Are PH residents helpful in offering directions? That's where we have our post. Let's get to read from you. Frank Smith said, we are really trying to compare to Lagosians. You ask those guys direction, they will lead you somewhere else. Oh, once again, Lagos pinpointed. Mildo says they are trying, but as for some people, they will ask you to come to their car to show them for me. I'll be afraid. Mildo, who's texting us from LMA. The drive that makes people misdirect others is what I don't know. But the truth is that Port Harcourt residents are always free-minded and as such, always direct people properly compared to the eastern states. When you ask directions in the eastern states, they will tell you, go to Ngbada Ngbada. That is, go down. Even when you are looking for, is very close to you. The best city when it comes to direction is Warri. Bro, they are good in doing that. The Warri man will direct you to the extent of taking you by hand and showing you the person's house. They will do it with all gladness and entertaining gist on top. Echo is in Woji. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Fine morning to you.
Welcome, please.
I do both once in a while.
Okay.
So I think we both drivers should be in better position to answer that question.
Oh, please.
Because we even moved to the most distant part of this city. The truth is this, there are some places you get to, and you see people who are willing and ready to give you direction and information that you need to get to that situation. While there are some places you get to, they will not even talk to you. They will not even want to listen to you. Because of fear, because of insecurity. So, all in all, let me not take much of that. And I think that I saw people that are helpful.
That helps.
For some patients, because of fear of insecurity and not knowing exactly the situation, they will not even answer it. They will not even want to talk to you, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Ekong says Port Harcourt people are helpful. Lagos people, if those of you who are listening, they say Lagos people are not nice. Is it true? Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. I kind of agree with Zion. So this lady came to the secretariat for a meeting and we were over 10 guys sitting just him. She singled me out and asked for my assistance. I got curious and asked, why me out of the other men? In other words, you look like the one person that will be of help. So looks and aura also does count. Jesse. Abiola is speaking to us from Chinda. Abiola, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I always do that, but something happened to me on Monday and I stopped.
What do you always do?
I always give people direction.
Okay.
They ask me. So something happened to me on Monday this week, so I stopped. Then the government stopped around about. I was coming out from the UB bank. So one guy asked me that he wants to go to Abo Road. When I directed him, as I was going, I checked my wallet. I don't know how he gets my...
Ouch.
Hello?
Hey, Abiola, we can hear you. We can hear you.
I got my wallet anymore on my phone. I don't know how he did it. He just been speaking to me. And I got my wallet on my phone anymore. Then I come back to... When I find him, I cannot see him anymore.
Oh dear.
So I don't know whether it's gas, but my friend is his gas. Just talking to me, I don't know how he did that. I found a wallet just disappeared from my pocket. Oh. So sooner they say, I cannot try it again.
But Abiola, one day you may need help. You may go somewhere, you may need to ask somebody for assistance. Alize is in a moment. Alize, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Alize King, I'm calling from Moma.
Thank you for joining us, please.
Yeah, direction of
something.
Some people will deliberately redirect you to the direction where you are going.
Do you think, is that popular in Port Harcourt?
I was going to close to Cocaine Village at Artillery.
Second Artillery.
Cocaine Village. I mean, the worst service you can even ask of to direct is this box at these guys that do carry something on the head and all during this traffic. Yeah. I met one, I said, see social street, I'm going, you know. He said, hey, okay, no enter motor there, no enter, just front, yeah, just front. My brother, I break from there. I even passed where I was going. I asked another person, he said, okay, now just here, yeah, now just, he passed that, yeah, for that next house. So at the end of the day, I passed the place I was going. When I eventually find my station, when I was coming back, I was looking very well to check if I can see one of those guys. So some of them will deliberately, they will want to disrupt me, you don't know where you are going to, you are asking me to check. They will deliberately redirect you. There's a wrong impression that we need to correct.
Thank you very much. Alice, is a wrong impression. So is it that we are more hospitable than Lagos people are, or is it that we are now not as hospitable as we were in time past? Want to find out? Just about 10 minutes before we step out and we get onto the part where I know a lot of people have been waiting for, loaves of bread to be given away, you know, cake here, you know, and also 5,000 naira as well. Yes, I know. We're getting to all of that from the 10 o'clock mark right here on 93.3 Nigeria. info. So 017-923-0003, 017-923-0003, 017-923-0007, and then 017-923-0009. I'm losing my voice again. Every now and then I have this cracked vocal cords that they just have a mind on their own. So right, and that's what's happening. So my voice is fluctuating. Please do bear with me. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm actually shouting right now. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Oh dear. Sorry about that. Okay, WhatsApp 0090306416, 0090306416, and go to Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. I'm really concerned about how negative press Lagos gets on this particular conversation. Why is Lagos so inhospitable, yet a lot of people keep migrating to Lagos? It's fascinating, really. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Honorable, I'm calling from Nkoro.
Welcome.
Man, did their voice change, you?
I just said that.
I'm right, it's good to help you.
Okay.
I saw one girl, she was very pressed at Rumola.
Oh.
She went to one place and said no. And I don't like that kind of thing because it comes when she's expecting it. You know, I took this girl to the house. After she finished, she left. And now, how I'm in my face, I went to Wiri for a walk. I don't want to market. I wanted to buy something. She's one of the supermarket. I don't know. She called me, sorry, this thing is so please. So area. I said, yes. You know somebody helps me with them? I said, yes. Could you believe that I sleep in the best hotel and this guy gives me money?
Wow.
For me, it's not forgotten. It happened to me also in Rumola when I touched one small picking 500, when she threw her crazy, she was crying. And I give her 500. I was going another direction and God directed another direction. I saw gold pendant and gold. 500 I spent. I sold that gold, 450,000, broad day afternoon. So it's good to give. And when I'm giving to you, expect that you receive from me. You will receive it outside. So I can give a hand to people who are need. Thank you very much. God bless you, my lovely brother.
Thank you very much. Fortune is in Kana. Oh, sorry about that, Fortune. You can still get to call us back this morning. All right, so a bit of a good story there. Having had somebody, you know, help. I feel tempted to share my own story, but I'm going to hold my peace. I am going to hold my peace. I'm going to hold my peace. Yeah, I'm just going to keep quiet right now. All right, messages now. 009-030-6416. Well, Pozango people are not as bad as Lagos, I agree. But these days, a lot of people are taking advantage of the hospitable nature of Port Harcourt people. So people stop you and tell you all sorts of things, from their husbands to their children. Everything these days, people are looking for a way to fleece you off money on the streets of Port Harcourt. Fortune in Kana. Fortune, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jude.
Welcome, Fortune.
Thank you.
Go on, talk to us.
So,
yes.
Like me, when I'm coming or I'm going to any place, I'm not too particular about the age. But what I do is that I target some certain individual to ask. Like maybe people who shop around the place, I don't just ask anybody.
Mm.
I make sure people I ask is people who is very much familiar about the place. That is how I do. And sometimes, if you ask people that are just walking on the street, some of them will not answer you. You know?
Mm.
Like for example, sometimes you talk to somebody and by the time you check your wallet, you didn't see it again. Because of one thing or the other. So that's the people I ask. And the response has been very nice compared to Lagos.
Mm, compared to Lagos? Okay. All right. Once again, Lagos. They're not particularly, they're not particularly friendly to Lagosians this morning. Let's see now. Messages now. Hello, Jude. To avoid issues, I do my best to avoid going to places I don't know late in the day. Secondly, I Google places and directions a lot before taking any trip, and I master landmarks, and I pick persons to help carefully. Shop owners, petrol station attendants. Okay, so these are the people that you could feel safely with your curiosity. Petrol station owners, shop owners. I like to ask police officers. When I get to a new place, almost every state I've visited in this Nigeria, right? Once I am not certain of the direction, I will find the nearest policeman and ask. I remember the first time I went to my state, talking about Yenagoa, Bayelsa, unaccompanied, right? I was looking for a direction somewhere. I literally stopped that. As soon as you get into Yenagoa, close to the market, what's that market called? It's near the roundabout, the big roundabout. So I stopped. Yeah, where you can take buses going to Wilberforce. Yes. So I stopped, asked the policeman for directions. It was about 4:30. Yeah, 4:30-ish. And the man could tell, okay, I was carrying a bag. I was new in the city. This man literally got an Okada rider, that's a motorcycle rider, told the person where I was going to, asked me, do I have money to pay him? I gave him the money. He gave it to the Okada person. I says, take him there. Come back. Tell me that you're taking this man there. And I looked. This is 2021. This was back in 2012 or 2013. Yeah, 2013. No, 2011. Before the floods. I looked at this man. I couldn't believe my eyes. It's a policeman. Told the person, take him to that place. Come back. Let me know you've dropped him. So everywhere I go to in Nigeria, if I am lost, if I'm not quite sure, if I'm not certain, I will stop and ask the police officer. I will. And maybe if there's anything that will probably start to work in our favor is to put confidence in our police. Ask them. I don't think they'll begrudge you for stopping them and asking for directions. I don't think so. Well, Lagos. Yeah, people don't quite feel comfortable coming to you to you for directions. Well, my name is Jude. Wherever you go today, please do be safe. And yes, like someone said, it's good to do good. It's good to offer help. You never know when you will be in need of it.